Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener, and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Emily. Emily, you still there? Oh, okay. Well, I think we probably answered her questions. If we can help you with your garden questions, the number to call is 855-660-4261. It's toll-free. You give us a call, and we will help you to have a great season. Those of you that received the newsletter this past Thursday probably noticed that we are working on putting together a trip to Alaska for next August. And I have been to Alaska several times. I love that state. It is so beautiful that we have put together what I felt are the best places for you to see. And it is something that I think that you will really, really enjoy. Not only do you get to cruise on the beautiful ship, you get to spend time in British Vancouver, which is an incredible city. A side trip to British Vancouver, to British Victoria, which is one of the most beautiful cities in all of Canada. It is known as the Flower City. The gardens there are incredible throughout the whole city, and they have 3,000 hanging baskets in the city. Now, you may say, well, 3,000 hanging baskets, you know, that's great. But this is not your average hanging basket. This is a 6-foot diameter hanging basket hanging from poles throughout the entire city. They are watered every other day, fertilized every week, cleaned every single day, and the vines and the flowers will go from the top of the basket that's 8 feet off the ground all the way to the sidewalk. It's incredible. We're also going to Bouchard Gardens, spending a half a day there, and then the cruise, and then we're going to Denali, to Anchorage, and to Fairbanks. And there's information on the newsletter. It will be on the website this week, but we're just putting things together. And if you've ever wanted to go to Alaska, now is your chance. And this is a very, very good package. And I know that you will enjoy this trip. It's incredible. The wildlife, the birds, the mountains, the glaciers, and the cruise ship itself with the entertainment and the food is incredible. So take a look at the newsletter. There's more information on there. And think about it. I know it's a year in advance, but we're trying to put things together so that you will have a very, very unique experience. Okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up first this hour?
First up, we've got Emily from New Hampshire with a question about impatience.
Emily, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Yes, I have a little problem, and I can bet you $100 you're going to tell me what I did wrong. I bought 3 hanging plants, beautiful impatiens. I paid a lot of money for them, and I put them into decorative pots on the ground and removed the hangers, of course. And for 2 months, they were beautiful, flowerings and so forth. I used Osmocote. Seems like everything was working out fine. Then about a week and a half ago, all of the leaves are falling off. The flowers all fell off, except for the buds at the very tips. What am I doing wrong?
Okay. Did the foliage get little black spots on them? Did you notice?
No.
Did they fall off green, or did they turn yellow and then fall off?
They fell off green, so I almost thought an animal might have eaten them, because they weren't, I did not see them on the ground either.
Hmm.
But they could have blown away.
Yeah, it's more possible that they've done that. Have you been fertilizing them at all?
Well, I did put Osmocote in, and it tells on the package that that lasts a couple of months. So only once have I given it some the blue stuff, the fertilizer, and that was probably 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Do you think it was too strong?
No, it wasn't too strong. What's happened is Osmocote, and I learned this from one of my former classmates who has since passed away. And we used to raise mums when we had a nursery, and we raised a lot of other plants. And he came to visit me 1 year, and our mums looked beautiful, but they weren't as big as I wanted them to be. Dana came over, he looked at the mums, and he said, they look pretty good. They should be a little bit bigger. He says, I think you should be feeding them. I said, well, like you, I put Osmocote down. And he said to me, okay, here's what you have to do. Osmocote, if it says on the package, will last 3 months. It will last 3 months at 70 degrees. Okay? At 80 degrees, it will last 2 months.
Uh-oh.
But they don't tell you that on the package.
No.
So the warmer the temperatures are, and the more you water your plant, the quicker the Osmocote comes out of that pellet. And my former colleague grabbed some of the pellets out of my mum pots that we were growing and put them in my hand, and he says, squeeze them. And I squeezed them, and they were empty.
Oh, my.
So that is what's happened. And you think about it. How much heat we have had during the month of June and July and so forth during August.
Right.
So you've been watering more often than you normally have.
Right.
We've had warmer temperatures than normal. So I would be willing to bet that if you go outside and you take a look at your little BB-shaped Osmocote pellets on your soil and you crush them, they are going to be empty. They should be hard.
Wow.
Okay? So...
Okay.
All you need to do now is take that blue stuff and feed them every single week. And within 2 weeks, your impatiens will be right back, full of foliage, full of flowers, and they will continue to bloom right up until frost. But you need to get some food in them, because the Osmocote, due to the heat, and this is an abnormal year, according to the news, this has been the hottest summer ever recorded, and it's been hotter and drier than during the Dust Bowl era during the 1930s.
Wow. Well, I knew you had the answer, Paul, and I thank you very much. You are wonderful.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate the phone call.
Okay.
But get out there and get the food on them, and believe me, they'll come right back for you.
Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye now. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Lauren from New Hampshire with a question about dogwood.
Lauren, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
We have a dogwood that was planted this spring, and we are not sure exactly how it was planted, and we're wondering, we don't think it looks too well, and we're wondering if a thrive drench would help, and would tree and shrub help, and when to fertilize.
Okay, why don't you hold on? We're taking a quick break, and we'll be right back with you. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Now that the gardens are planted, let's feed them with the new Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer from Fertiloam. This 9-59-8 plant food will make your garden explode. Flowers and vegetables will grow like you've never seen it before. That's Bloomin' and Rootin' Fertilizer. This year, let's kill those problem weeds and save some money. Say goodbye to poison ivy, poison oak, sumac, and hundreds more with Fertiloam Kills All. Half the price of Roundup, twice as strong because it's generic. Kills All. Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 10th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.0970. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16.50.05, $8.25.03 for a half ounce, or $4.12.51 for a quarter ounce. That's $16.50.05, $8.25.03, and $4.12.51.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel Milk, the best-kept health secret ever. See for yourself at CamelMilkForSale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with Lauren about her dogwood. Now, Lauren, what kind of a dogwood did you plant, and how large is it? It's a coosa, and how large is it?
Pardon me?
How large is it, height-wise?
Well, you know, I'm calling for my son, and I don't know. It probably at least 5 feet tall, I would think.
Okay. Okay.
And we were very neglectful in watching and observing how it was planted.
Okay. So what's happening to the tree? Are the leaves curling? Are they spotted? Are they falling?
I understand that the tips of the leaves were browning. And okay. He thinks that he has been watering it very faithfully. But I don't. We have no indication that it was even fertilized.
Okay. Then what I would tell your son is to get some Thrive. Now,
yeah.
Thrive has Mycorrhiza. And Mycorrhiza, if he can do it, I would say 3 times between now and the end of September. So every 2 weeks, if he can do it now, wait 2 weeks, do it again, wait 2 weeks, do it a third time, it will double the size of the root system of that plant before the plant goes into dormancy, and that will help it to get ready for the winter and get it off to a better start in the spring next year. Okay?
Paul,
now,
where it's been, so we've had a lot of rain right now. Would it be better to wait to apply the Thrive?
No. No. Get it in now while the ground is warm, because if the soil is warm, the microbes from your mycorrhiza will grow and multiply faster if your soil is warm than when your soil is cold. So.
Okay.
Tell them what, follow the recommendations on the bottle, get it down there, and that will help. Now, I have a coosa dogwood that's planted on the corner of my house that was planted when we built the house 20 years ago. So, and it's 2 stories tall right now, and the tips of every single leaf is brown. And it's due to the heat, and it's due to the lack of rainfall. So tell your son that the way that you water a tree is not to stand there with the hose and give it a good drink. Take the hose, crack it open so that you have a stream of water coming out the size of a pencil or your little finger at the base of the plant, and let it saturate for a good half hour to make all that soil around that tree muddy, and that will help a great deal.
Well, is there any possibility of too much water? He said he'd been very faithful about water, and he allowed the hose to trickle all night.
Well, I mean, if he has a clay soil and it's heavy and he's doing that often, then that could be a problem too. But the way we've had so much heat this year and a lot of sun and humidity, I would be willing to bet that if he can put some Thrive with a mycorrhiza on it, he can keep watering it on a regular basis, that the plant will respond. And again, I have a 20-year-old tree. There's some spotting on the foliage caused by fungus. There's browning on the tips of the plant caused by the lack of rainfall. It's been there for 20 years. It will continue to grow and prosper. So he will be okay. Okay,
well,
okay, so tell him.
What do we use for fertilizer?
I use the Plant Tone, which is a granular organic. You can buy it at most garden centers, or you can get Dr. Earth shrub fertilizer, and that contains a mycorrhiza called probiotics, and it has a combination of different kinds of mycorrhiza included. So that way he'd be getting a double shot of mycorrhiza type bacteria, and that will help a great deal. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
So that problem I asked you to take care of.
Hey, forget about it.
And the mealybug that ruined my prized azaleas.
Made him an offer he couldn't refuse.
And the fruitflies.
Tonight, they sleep with the fishes.
Hit 'em hard, hit 'em first with Pure Spray Green, the all-in-one organic pesticide that actually works on flowers, fruits, vegetables, shrubs, and trees, both indoors and out. Pure Spray Green from the makers of Clear Choice. Find your nearest retailer at todaysclearchoice.com.
My name is Leslie, and I've had depression since I was a child. After being on Prozac for 20 years, I got onto the One World Way, and my need for Prozac was reduced by 50% within a few months. Now, after less than 1 year, I am completely off of Prozac. I learned that mercury is a toxin that causes brain damage and depression. By taking One World Way, I know that I've detoxified my brain of mercury and excess glutamate, and I'm now functioning with this dramatic improvement in my mood.
The power to change your life lies, in part, in the power you have to change your body's chemistry. Through diet and supplementation, you have the power to change your body's chemistry to support dramatic improvements in health and happiness. Nature has been, and always will be, mankind's first and only pharmacy to choose from. Change your chemistry and change your life with One World Way. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we have all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Gag Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Write it down. Give us a call, 855-660-4261, and we'll help you to solve some of the problems or give you some ideas on what you can be planting or doing at this time of the year. Tom, who's up next? Oh, that's right. Lauren, good morning. Tell us a little bit more. Lauren, are you there? Okay. Who do we have up next, Tom?
Next up, we've got Bill from New Hampshire with a question about fungus.
Bill, good morning. How can we help you with your fungus problems today?
Yeah, good morning, Paul. Yeah, I got up one morning a couple of weeks ago and had this nice lawn, and I had these little patches of looked like fuzzy pieces of cotton. I went to the place we have here, and I treated it, and waited a week, treated it again, and it's still there. The only thing that kills it is when I burn it with a torch. But I don't know if there's something else I can do with it, or whether the grass is going to come back again.
Okay, what you have is called red thread. And red thread is a fungus that is very active with heat and humidity. And if you're watering your lawn on a regular basis, stop watering it because it's spread with moisture. So what happens is if it's on a leaf and that leaf lays down and touches a second leaf, it will spread it from leaf to leaf. It will also spread it with your lawnmower when you cut the grass, so that if you're going to cut the grass and you have red thread, bag it. Don't blow it all over the yard, because you're going to spread it even more. Okay? But if you have treated it with a product that says red thread, then it should solve the problem. But with the heat, with the humidity, and if you're watering, it's slowing down the overall heating, healing process.
Okay.
So, but if you've treated it twice, then the problem should be going away. Now, what I would do also is I would fertilize the lawn. By feeding the grass, you're going to give it extra energy to produce new foliage, to strengthen the quality of that foliage so that it can resist it. And then again, one other thing, I want you to go pick off from the ground some of your blades of grass. And when you look at the blade of grass, where you have cut it, it should be a nice, clean, sharp edge. If, when you look at it, it's all frayed, it's telling you that you have a dull blade. And what happens is, when you're ripping the grass rather than a nice clean cut will create a callus. A frayed piece of grass cannot create a callus, and you have openings for the red thread fungus to go into the lawn that you just mowed. So sharpen your blade, fertilize the lawn, cut back on the amount of watering, and never, ever water at night, only in the morning, and read the directions on the package for when you should reapply the product. And I think a combination of that should stop the red thread. Now, it will come back. It doesn't kill it. It does weaken it, and that's why I want you to feed it. So just a plain lawn fertilizer, sharpen your lawnmower blade, will help a great deal. And if you need to treat it again, then treat it again. But I know that Scott and Bonide and Bayer all make a red thread fungicide that you can apply to the lawn, and it should stop it dead in its tracks.
Okay, but I did use the Scott, Paul, so I appreciate that. That should work.
Okay.
All right, thank you so much.
Okay, I thank you, Bill. We appreciate the phone call. But have some patience, get the food on it, and check the blades of grass to make sure they got a nice sharp edge and it's not all frayed. Again, if it's a frayed edge, the red thread can enter because the plant can't make a scab to block the fungus from entering the blade of grass. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jeffrey from New Hampshire with a question about plum trees.
Jeffrey, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Well, thank you. I have a plum tree which is about 10 years old, and it's been having black knot for the last maybe 6 years. And each year I cut back everything. In the spring, I've been cutting back everything I see, and it keeps coming back. And this year I cut a whole lot out in the spring, but now I still have like a what's left has a really bad infestation. So I want to know if there's any way to save the tree, or if I have to just cut it down and remove it, or can I cut it, you know, right back to just the stump where I'm not seeing the black knot and treat it, or or whatever. Okay.
When you were cutting out the black knot, were you sterilizing your pruners every time you made a cut, dipping it in either rubbing alcohol or in bleach?
No.
Okay. That's part of the reason. If you made a cut and you cut into tissue that was infected with the black knot, and then you cut another branch and you cut into healthy tissue, you were actually spreading it. But if you have had it for 6 years and you've been cleaning it for 6 years, I would suggest at this point that you have given it enough time, and I would pull that tree out. Because black knot is one of the toughest, and I mean toughest, fungus problems in a plant. And the problem with it is, it's inside. And there are very few fungicides that are systemic that will take care of it. Now what I'd like you to do is this. I want you to send me an email. And my email is pparent, P-A-R-E-N-T, at roadrunner.com. Okay?
Yeah.
Pparent, pparent at roadrunner.com. I wrote a story a year ago about black knot, and it's on my webpage under newsletter, but I can't remember when I wrote it. So we're building a way now that you can punch into it, black knot, and it will find it for you, but it's not done. So let me do some research, and then I'll give you the week that I did the article on it. They will give you step by step by step. But if it's, the problem is, once you get it in the tree, if you don't take care of it and treat it, feed the plant and get rid of it quickly and not sterilize your cutting tools, you will spread it. And that's what's happened. And I'll tell you, if it's really bad, cut it down. The problem is you cannot plant another plum in that same area because the fungus is also in the soil. So if you plant another plum, there's a very good chance that that new tree will develop the fungus. It will have to be planted in a different area. You can plant apple, peach, pear, cherry, but you can't plant a plum in the same area.
Okay. So should I replant the new one in the fall or wait till spring?
If you want to plant it in the fall, you can plant it in the fall. Some of the nurseries are already having sales, or if not, they will be having them. And if you can find a good-looking, healthy plum, plant it in the fall, and it should do very well.
Yeah.
But
no,
not...
I won't get another plum. I'll look for another species.
Yeah, but I mean, like right now, some of the nurseries are already having sales, and if you want to plant apples or peaches or cherries or whatever, get them in the ground now. The ground is nice and warm. Dig a good hole, condition it with some compost or animal manure. Put some soil moist in the ground if your soil is on the sandy side to help it to retain moisture. And that way you'll be ahead of the game for next year. Okay? But
okay.
Yes, you can plant at this time of the year.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from Maine with a question about wisteria.
Judy, good morning. How can we help you with your wisteria?
Well, good morning for one thing. I had a wisteria that I bought probably about 4 years ago. And I bought it late in the year and did not get it planted. Just sat outside under my deck in the pot all winter.
Okay.
The next year, I'm going to throw it out. And I, there's green on here, so I planted it. And I said, that's been about 3 or 4 years ago. It's grown great, but I've had no blooms at all on it.
Okay, where in Maine do you live?
I live in Bath.
You live in Bath. Okay, so you're near the water, so you're warmer than if you were inland.
Right.
Wisteria will take 3 to 5 years before it will flower for you.
Okay.
It's a plant that takes a long time.
Okay.
Now, the thing that you have to do, Judy, is this. In early July, you need to cut back that plant by about a third.
Okay.
To force that plant to grow a thicker stem and stop getting longer and longer and longer.
Okay.
So you're, by slowing down the overall growth of the plant, you increase the root system and the diameter of the main trunk and your branches.
Okay.
So, and then, no pruning after early July, because it makes its buds in July, August, and September. So for now, if you want to just cut all of the tips so that it stops growing, and also feed it with either Plantone or Dr. Earth.
Bugs on Bugs with your host, the world's leading bugologist from the Rescue College of Insect Knowledge, Dr. Bob Boggs. Bob, we've got Mary from Garden City on the line.
Hi, Mary. What's your question?
Hi. The summer's here, and my garden's getting eaten alive.
Your call couldn't be more timely. Japanese and Oriental beetles destroy hundreds of varieties of ornamental plants, along with turf grass, nursery stock, greenhouse crops, and fruit. And right now, they're at their worst.
But I'm exhausted. Plucking these persistent pests off my prized plants has me pooped.
Just set up a rescue Japanese and Oriental beetle trap about 30 feet away from your plants and lure the pesky things away.
A trap? Really?
Really. Rescue traps use the science of attraction to make pest control smarter. The trap uses floral scents along with the beetle's natural sex attractant to lure bugs in. It's like being invited to an all-you-could-eat buffet manned by hotties who want to date you, only to discover you just walked into a trap with no exit.
Scary.
It is, if you're a bug.
Find out more about Rescue's Japanese and Oriental beetle trap at www.rescue.com.
I'm Dr. Bob Boggs. Time for me to bug out.
We do not want you to be alarmed by what you're about to hear, but your lawn is in danger. Japanese beetles have spread to the entire eastern half of the U.S. That includes you. Aside from decimating trees, gardens, and rose bushes, these advancing beetles will lay thousands of eggs beneath your lawn. Eggs that become grubs with an insatiable appetite for the roots of your grass. These grubby gluttons lie hidden for months, literally eating your lawn from the inside out. Should you be alarmed? Yes and no. Not if you use Scott's Grub-X, the leading product for the prevention of grubs. Grub-X kills Japanese beetle larvae as soon as they hatch, so they never have a chance to destroy your lawn. Again, there is no cause for alarm. One application of Grub-X is guaranteed to work, but you need to act now. Because where there are beetles, there will be grubs. Scott's Grub-X is available at lawn and garden centers everywhere, in a red bag with a large, ugly grub on the front. Better there than in your lawn.
America, land of the free. But how free can you be, really, when internet viruses and malware can attack your computer? Sure, you have antivirus protection, but it's not free, is it? Until now. Now, Zone Alarm offers free antivirus protection. An independent study showed that Zone Alarm provides better malware protection than even Norton and McAfee. And they're not free, are they? Declare your freedom and go to GetBetterForFree.com. That's GetBetterForFree.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8 inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Clear out your pantry and make room in your closets. You're going to need the space for these hot August deals at BePrepared.com. Going on now, save 23% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix or 28% on freeze-dried strawberry slices. New this month, baking cocoa for daily use or long-term storage. Buy one of the Provident Pantry baking or dessert combos and save up to $25 off individual component pricing. Or add some weight to your water storage at BePrepared.com. The ultimate 55-gallon water barrel combo is on sale this month for only $94.99. Food and water storage is great, but how are you going to cook it in an emergency? The popular Volcano 2 collapsible stove. Save $27.96 off MSRP. Go to BePrepared.com for more details and more August savings now through August 31st. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and BePrepared.com's low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Robin from PA with a question about sweet peppers.
Good morning. Tell us what's happening with your sweet peppers.
Actually, Paul, I had a question about sweet pepper bush.
Okay.
And I was wondering when I should be pruning it. It just finished flowering. And I needed to cut it back by about a third.
Okay. What I would do now is remove all of the flowers. Okay? Because what's happening is the plant will use its energy to make seed, and it will be wasting that foliage. To control the size of the plant, wait until April when all the foliage is off the plant, because right now the leaves are the factory that makes the energy for that plant. We are in mid-August. The plant will be going dormant in about 6 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. And if you prune it back hard now, every leaf that's full of food will not have a chance to send it down to the root system to be stored for the winter. So by you removing all of the faded flowers, the energy stays active in the plant. In the fall, that energy will move from the leaves down to the root system, and then in March or April, go out with your pruners, cut it down a third or even as much as 50% when the plant begins to grow. It will send out all kinds of new growth. It will make the plant thicker, and you have controlled the overall size of the plant. And then you should be okay. If it's creating a problem and it's blocking a window, then you cut it back some. But a major pruning is best done in the springtime rather than the fall, because the foliage is the factory that makes the energy, and also it's making the energy for flowers for next year. So if you remove half the foliage, you'll have new growth next year, but probably no blossoms.
Okay, and I had a second question.
Okay.
We have some old coffee grounds. We can't drink the coffee because it's so old, but I didn't know if it's all right to put it out under azaleas and rhododendrons without brewing
it. Oh, sure. Coffee grounds are on the acidic side, and you can put it around azaleas, rhododendron, mountain laurel, holly, ilex, boxwood. These are all, and if you have blue hydrangea, put them underneath your blue hydrangea, and it will make the soil more acidic, and it will make the color of your blue hydrangea blue to almost purple in color. So coffee grounds are good. They will turn into organic matter. They will eventually rot and turn into soil. It will help to retain the moisture, because you're gonna, it will also act as a mulch. You know, I mean, it won't be a thick layer, but it will help to retain some of the soil moisture. It will encourage the microbes that are in your soil to multiply and become more numerous. And you'll also get some fertilizer value from that. So don't dump them. Recycle, reuse them on all types of plants that are acid-loving or prefer an acidic soil. Keep them away from clematis. Keep them away from lilacs, because they love a sweet soil. And if you want to put them a light coating or a light application in your perennial beds, that's great, because of the organic matter value. Don't put it in your vegetable garden, especially if you grow tomatoes, because if your soil is acid and you're growing tomatoes, you will end up with a black spot on the underside of your tomato called blossom end rot. And that's caused by acid soil and the lack of calcium. Okay? Phone number, 855-660-4260.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.